I'm going to try and talk about this without any spoilers, but if you're an avid watcher of Downton Abbey and you haven't seen the most recent episode yet, please just cover your ears, because this could possibly be a little bit of a spoiler. So here it is, your first official spoiler alert. Over Christmas break, I spent an alarming amount of time at my neighbor's house, the same neighbors I had spent a lot of my summer with, watching through the whole series of Avatar: The Last Airbender, My Little Pony, and Lost. Once we finished Lost, it felt like something was missing. So over Christmas break, we decided to fill the void that had been lost, no pun intended, with watching all of seasons 1 and 2 of Downton Abbey, within the time of about a week. Needless to say, I quickly fell in love with Downton Abbey, and the week after we finished, season 3 started airing in the US. Downton Abbey is a show set in England during the 1900s. It follows a family that lives on a huge estate and the staff that serves them. It's a dramatic soap opera, yes, but it's not one of those dramatic ones where something extremely major happens in every single episode. Plus, it's British, and I'm a sucker for British accents. In the most recent episode, one of my favorite characters died. Once the episode was over, I felt heartbroken, and I wasn't really sure why. Sure, the character had grown to be one of my favorites, but I didn't really feel like I had a totally personal connection with them. And I hadn't even known about this show, let alone the character, for all that much time. Barely a month. I found out that I wasn't alone. Twitter and Facebook were blowing up with people mourning the death of this beloved character. That got me thinking. Why is it that we watch these shows and grow to love these characters and they just cut them off of the show? No more character development, no more storylines with them involved, and when the mother was sitting in the room with her daughter's body saying her goodbyes. I can't adequately put into words all the feelings that were going through my mind. I think this happens frequently in pop culture. I don't think it's so much that people relate to characters or even the storyline completely, but it's actually the opposite. It allows you to escape the drama and stress that's going on in your day-to-day life, and you're able to go into another person's life. Sometimes it can put a whole new perspective on things. I think that's why reality TV is so popular. Not only does it typically highlight the people who aren't normal, but it gives the air that this is straight up what someone does every single day. And yeah, in some cases it is completely true, but other times it's not. Both of these are popular because it provides a break from the real world, even if it is only for 20 minutes. I think that's why I was so sad about the death of this beloved character. Even though I'd only been a fan for about a month, I'd spent so much condensed time watching the show and getting to know the whole family. It felt like I had been with them a lot longer than I actually had. And the death of the character felt like losing someone I'd just met, yet knew so well. We just started Grey's Anatomy last Wednesday, and we're already on season 2. One of TV's most dramatic TV shows. We'll see how this goes.